This is our one-hour forum on the Southside Walmart. We've been covering a variety of different issues leading up to the Sioux Falls election coming up on April 8th. And one of the items that residents will be voting on is a zoning ordinance involving a Southside Walmart at 85th in Minnesota. And so joining us this morning, we've got three guests this morning. Dana Palmer and Jeff Gould are here this morning with the Save Your Neighborhood Group. Dana, it's nice to have you back again. Good morning.
Thanks, Greg.
And then also here is Craig Dewey, who's with a group called Building a Better Sioux Falls that is in favor of the Walmart at 85th in Minnesota. And Craig, nice to have you here as well.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Dana, I'm going to go ahead and throw it to you first. Obviously, your group has been at the center of this, and we spoke to you yesterday as we discussed Shape Places and how that impacts your neighborhood. What are your biggest concerns involving a Walmart at 85th in Minnesota?
Well, you know, when this all started, the concerns were not necessarily Walmart specific. It was the level of the commercial use and the size of the building, obviously, which happens to be a Walmart. It's a 186,000 square foot store. It's a very large building. We all know how much traffic that a Walmart of that size will generate. And so obviously the size of the building, the hours of operation, the traffic, and then the fact that there were no buffers between the single family residential neighborhood and the proposed place to put this development, which does include the Walmart. But, you know, to be clear, it has, I think it's seven other outlots. So, and the five of the seven are also designated C4 commercial, and then two are designated office. So we're talking a very large Walmart store in addition to some other commercial and office as well.
Jeff, I want to turn it to you here as well and ask how you got involved in your concerns about specifically a big box store at that location.
So I live in the southern part of town. Actually, I do not live in the city, but I've been watching the city growth, which has been, you know, 3.5% year on year. And that's a healthy, good, strong growth. But to manage your resources as a city, to do the right thing, not get too far ahead, not get too far behind, has been interesting to me. So I know that the city is growing. It concerns me when we take all of our resources as a city and put them on the very edge of town to serve one large development, perhaps at the at the cost or detraction of the other development in town. So I look at all of the construction that's going to be necessary to bring all that traffic up to date. And I just think that right now it's not a good time. I would say maybe 5-7 years from now, as growth continues naturally, it would maybe make sense to look at that area for some larger structures, but certainly not now.
Let me just to expand on that a little bit, what problems do you see that lead you to say that?
Well, Jeff? Traffic, absolutely traffic. It was a 21 different intersections need to be beefed up, and 85th Street right now is a two-lane road. There's room to make it a four-lane road. Very expensive to do that. All of the traffic signals. The other side of 85th Street is a gravel road, and Minnesota Avenue, although it's on the slate to be widened, is not widened yet. That'll happen. So, and of course, there's South Dakota 100. We don't make the money for South Dakota 100. This has to materialize out of the feds and then the state. And there's no guarantee when and if that's coming. So I want to see us see South Dakota 100 closer to where they say it's going to be before I pull the trigger on something that's going to be such a traffic generator.
But didn't Sioux Falls and the state recently came to a deal on that, correct, on Highway 100, that the city is rather, the city is going to pay the more of the initial construction costs so they can get going on that project?
Right now, South Dakota 100 is very focused on tying into the interstate. And that is expensive because they have to go to grade, bore through a lot of bedrock. I mean, that is a multi-million dollar project. I want to see that done, and then I want to see the writing on it, because I just think that's prudent. I mean, we're talking millions and millions of dollars to get that road on the east side and tie it into I-90, because you can only grade a road so shallow, and you have to go through some bedrock. It's very expensive.
Let's go to Craig Dewey of Building a Better Sioux Falls. Craig, why do you think this is the right location for Walmart, and what do you think it will bring to Sioux Falls?
Well, first off, I'd just like to say I grew up here on the south side of Sioux Falls, and I've seen some fantastic growth over the years of Sioux Falls, and we've had great planned smart growth. And so I think this is just part of that larger discussion that we're having. And really, I think this issue is a lot bigger than Walmart. And the reason why is because of the economic development benefits, the 250 jobs that would be created, the $1.1 million of privately funded infrastructure improvement. And then there will also be, there's a fit with the 2035 plan. That's a long-term plan for the city of Sioux Falls. And that was adopted, went through the Planning Commission, also going through the city council, and that long-term plan was approved. And this development fits within that because Minnesota Avenue and 85th Street are two major arterial roads. Minnesota Avenue is a very busy street, north and south throughout the city, and 85th Street certainly is going to be is a major east-west thoroughfare. And then, of course, as was mentioned earlier, South Dakota Highway 100 is going just south of the intersection. And so all of these factors were considered when the Planning Commission approved the project, as well as the Sioux Falls City Council, which approved the vote 7-1.
We're going to invite you to call in with your questions. If you've got a question for our panel, call us. 336-1320 is our phone number. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435, and we'll pose your questions to our panel. Dana, and I'm going to ask this because I know this will come up at some point. The issue about Walmart and, you know, the feeling that this is all about Walmart rather than about the growth in that area. I just want to pose the question to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, it's become about Walmart only because they are the person, the entity that has, applied for the zoning, and they are the entity that is sending out the propaganda under the guise of building a better Sioux Falls. I mean, make no mistake, building a better Sioux Falls is Walmart. Building a better Sioux Falls, one benefactor, to my knowledge, is Walmart with a contribution of $250,000 and perhaps even more coming their way. They'll disclose that, a few days before the election. But building a better Sioux Falls is Walmart. So Walmart has made it about Walmart, probably intentionally, I'm not sure. But the other reason it's become about Walmart is because there are really no other commercial retail businesses in Sioux Falls that would build a building of that size and be 24 hours. There's Hy-Vees that are 24 hours, but they're not looking to build there, obviously. And, Targets, to my knowledge, are not 24 hours. And so it's become about Walmart for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is, they have a unique setup in that they're a huge super center and they're open 24 hours a day. And if I could just respond to a few of the comments that Greg made. First, some of the propaganda claims that they'll produce 250 jobs. If you do any sort of research on this, these are very legitimate sources, you'll find that the kind of jobs that these are creating are very low-paying jobs. The unions, the Walmart claims that, they're, 12-something an hour paying jobs. The unions claim this number is really around $8 to $10 an hour because Walmart has factored in higher paying manager positions into that average wage. And then the 1.5 privately funded infrastructure, 1.1 privately funded infrastructure, that's not going to go very far. We're looking at 27 separate road improvements that need to be made to make this one Walmart, this one development viable. And that comes from the traffic study that was bought and paid for by Walmart itself.
But that's also building for the future, though, in that area, correct? I mean, because with the, at this point, yes. I mean, but we've seen the same thing in other parts of Sioux Falls, right? Haven't we? I mean, I live on the southeast side and not far from where I'm at. We've seen the same thing where the city is building the infrastructure first, and maybe around one or two businesses then with others that are coming into that area.
And I think that is great, or Jeff's point, that you need to build that infrastructure first before you can go and put that huge commercial development there. That infrastructure does not currently exist. And then, we're talking about Minnesota and 85th being a major arterial. That's true, but it's no more major than, say, 69th in Minnesota, 57th in Minnesota, and you do not see that kind of commercial development to this large scale at those intersections. And, you know, we talk again about South Dakota 100. You know, as Jeff indicated, that's years out, years out. And
but I think that's changed, just to be clear on that, because the city and the state just recently came to a deal on that where the city is going to be taking and doing spending, rather than the maintenance of the road and the state building the road, they were waiting on the state, and the state doesn't have money where the city does have a more generous supply of money for capital projects. The city is going to take over the construction of that highway, and the state then will be responsible for the ongoing maintenance.
Sure.
That's relatively recently, correct?
Yeah, and I did see that, and I think that it's still 5 to 10 years out is what I saw, and I can't remember the exact number, so I don't want to say, but even 5 to 10 years out, we have all of the traffic accessing this one development, a major part of the traffic accessing this one development off of 85th Street, which is the road that separates the commercial development from the residential neighborhood. And then just one last thing, and then I will get off, I swear.
Fine.
But the comprehensive plan that Craig talked about, you know, we touched on this yesterday when we talked about the zoning. That comprehensive plan was not put into place until December of 2009. That postdates the building and the permitting of 80% of the homes in that neighborhood. Another way to say it, 80% of our homes were built before the city ever indicated that this is going to be a major commercial area. So we had the rug completely pulled from underneath us, to say the least.
Let's get back, Craig. I want to get you back into this. Craig Dewey is with Building a Better Sioux Falls and give you an opportunity to respond to some of what you're hearing.
Well, thank you, Greg. Certainly, I would say as far as the long-term plan is concerned, I find it hard to believe that most people in Sioux Falls wouldn't see Minnesota as a major thoroughfare up and down. I mean, we've certainly seen a substantial amount of commercial development. And so I don't think that should be a surprise. And certainly with South Dakota Highway 100 going in just south of the intersection, I think that does make that more of a unique intersection as far as the significant traffic that we experience on Minnesota Avenue, just as a major arterial. I mean, all of the lots around the corner of this intersection, they're zoned for commercial development. They're zoned C4. And what I would say also, as far as the long-term plan that was adopted in 2009, that was part of a multi-year process. And there were surveys sent out throughout the city. What I have learned from city officials is that approximately 2,600 surveys were sent out to gain citizen input on this. And there were a number of neighborhood meetings that were conducted around the city as well to get input. So, I mean, I certainly, it's not like the plan was well vetted as far as the 2035 plan. It was passed unanimously by the city council. And as far as the traffic concerns that would exist at this development, I think it's important to remember that there have been some modifications and that have been made regarding the development. And certainly, I think what we've seen is with the $1.1 million in privately funded infrastructure, that is going to direct traffic on Minnesota and 85th Street specifically. And with that traffic study that was conducted, it was privately funded, but like any traffic study, it has to then go through the city for their approval to make sure it meets certain conditions. And in this case, since Minnesota Avenue is also a state highway, we're looking at an extra level of vetting being sent through the Department of Transportation with the state of South Dakota. And they felt like these modifications that will be made to the infrastructure certainly are adequate to direct that traffic flow off to 85th Street in Minnesota.
22 minutes past 8. It's cloudy and 43. You're listening to the Greg Belford Show. This is our special one-hour forum on Walmart. And if you've got a question, we invite you to call 336-1320 is our phone number. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Jeff Gould is also with the Save Your Neighborhood Group. Jeff, I know you and I have spoken previously privately, you know, as we hear about citizen input. I know that's been a sore spot for you because a feeling of how much involvement and input did the city really get before they moved on some of these projects.
I used to serve on the CAC, the Citizens Advisory Committee for Road Development, and there is a very specific checklist that you must go through for development. And so this means I must have so many different things and offer it up. The question is, they don't ever talk about what the attendance should be or what the reason. You just have to do it. So I can guarantee I could pack a place by putting up signs that say, tell you what, in this neighborhood, we're either going to increase value or decrease value for your house, or increase traffic or decrease traffic. If you want to know more and make it those big orange ones, come to this place 7 o'clock and we can talk about it. And everybody's going to go. You're going to make sure you get a babysitter, and one of you is going to go and say, what? Now, this was not done. So they say after the fact, I mean, yeah, I heard about shape places. You did too. But what exactly did it mean? How would it affect 9 separate different neighborhoods in the city? To what effect? You know, I just didn't see that coming. And I'm a guy who likes to pay attention, but I didn't see it coming. And I don't think they saw the right, I don't think they got the certain percentage of the population to get a real view for what the citizens want.
Craig?
I think it's important to clarify as well. What we're talking about is referred law 4, and that is specifically voting on rezoning at 85th Street in Minnesota.
True.
We're not discussing the shape places debate. That's a separate issue. They're running their campaign. Right. We're running our campaign. And I just don't see shape places having an impact on this Walmart rezoning vote. But in addition to that, I think one thing that is important to mention as well is that when we ask a question, who is building a better Sioux Falls? It is business leaders, it's community leaders, and it's residents throughout Sioux Falls. Certainly Walmart is a charter member of the organization as well. But there are a number of individuals who have publicly endorsed the project. And a few of those, a couple of organizations include the Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce and the Sioux Falls Development Foundation. As far as individuals are concerned, we've got business leaders like Dana Dykehouse who are supportive of the project, Dennis Bresky. We have others, nonprofit executives like Daryl Nordquist. We have Republican and Democrat legislators like Hal Wick and Pat Kirschman and Gene Abdallah. We also have former city planner Steve Metley, who's supportive of the project. There are numerous other individuals who are supportive of the project and really think that this is part of that planned smart growth strategy that would really provide a number of convenient shopping options for people on the south side of Sioux Falls. And I think certainly that's something that is in limited supply. So that's just another reason why it would benefit the community.
Dana Palmer is with Save Your Neighborhood. And Dana, I want to we're getting questions from listeners. And there's a theme that kind of echoes here in regard to economic development. And the there's a sense, at least based on what I'm reading from what callers are saying, is that, for instance, one says, are you saying that low-paying jobs aren't important? Sioux Falls needs starter jobs. And another who says, what are your thoughts on the economic impact of not having the Walmart at that location? And I'll let you respond.
Sure. And I think Sioux Falls needs, obviously, a variety of jobs from the lowest level to the highest level to accommodate everybody in the city. But what we're looking at in Sioux Falls is the luxury of having an unemployment rate below 4%. The low-paying jobs are not the kind of jobs that Sioux Falls needs right now. Sioux Falls needs more mid-level jobs. I heard Mayor Huther on the radio say that. So we are not in a position where we need the kind of low-paying jobs that Walmart is going to provide. And certainly our group is completely in favor of economic development. We're in favor of smart growth of the city. Putting a Walmart across the street from single-family residential homes is not smart growth. There are a host of other places in southern Sioux Falls, and I'm not going to pick any particular location, but if you drive out there, southern Sioux Falls is wide open for commercial development. And what you do is what they've done on the north side of Sioux Falls. Walmart has picked a place half a mile, a full half mile from the closest home to put a Walmart. That's what you do. That's smart growth. You put a Walmart out there, and then you allow people to build around it if they so choose to build their home around it. You don't take an existing residential neighborhood and throw a huge commercial development right next to it. That is not smart growth. We are totally in favor of smart growth. We're completely in favor of jobs. The other thing that I urge people to do a little bit of research on the kind of economic growth that a Walmart provides to a community, and you'll see that you actually end up at a negative because of the low-paying jobs, a community. There was a study done in Wisconsin. That particular community saw a loss of $900,000 because of one Walmart. You can look it up on the internet. It's a legitimate study. And so we're not talking about economic growth here. We're talking about a decrease in economics.
Well, let's talk about, I don't know. I see Craig shaking his head, and I'm thinking of the Walmart on the east side where we've seen Menards go in, now Target, movie theaters, and a variety of different restaurants and other businesses, but it all started with Walmart.
You're absolutely right, Greg. The economic growth at the Dolly Farms development, where the Walmart is located, there's been fantastic growth and a wide variety of businesses that have existed there. And, I mean, I certainly think we need continued economic growth in Sioux Falls and plan smart growth. If you look at the issue of this development, I think we need to take a step back for a moment and certainly acknowledge that the Walmart is not right on 85th in Minnesota. There are some outlots that were mentioned earlier in the discussion that are on 85th Street. And those outlots will likely see businesses like a local bank or a neighborhood restaurant, a hair salon, those kind of lifestyle conveniences. And then there's also office space as well on the northwestern side of the development. So if you actually look at where the Walmart would be located, it's actually back around 87th Street. If you do an east-west line, 87th Street in Minnesota. So, I mean, certainly that was enough for the City Planning Commission and the City Council to approve the project as far as meeting adequate buffering. And then I would also say that Walmart has met or exceeded the different zoning requirements in terms of landscaping, in terms of the number of parking stalls, in terms of the height of the lighting as well. And traffic noise, as an example, trucks will not be allowed to idle at the store. There will be no overnight parking allowed at the store. And, I mean, the economic development, just getting back to that question as well, I mean, we'll certainly see a number of small businesses spring up around the area as well. And this will just help further drive growth that, again, fits within the long-term plan of Sioux Falls. And then I'd also like to address the infrastructure question that was brought up in the last response. Certainly, when you look at development, you need to go to where the infrastructure is laid. And if you look at locations on the south side of Sioux Falls, I would encourage people to go out to the intersection of 85th and Minnesota and see the wide swath of undeveloped land that's currently agriculture land. And if you look at where the infrastructure is laid, infrastructure is laid here at this intersection. If you even go half a mile south, the infrastructure is not laid there. And on top of that, even if the infrastructure were laid there, there are some unique conditions with the ridge line. And we know that you need sewer flow to drain downhill. And so if it can't drain downhill, you need to install a pumping station. And estimates from city planners say that a pumping station would cost $20 to $25 million approximately. And so I certainly think if you're going where the infrastructure is, this is clearly an ideal spot. Again, there are a number of people across Sioux Falls who feel the same way, including the Planning Commission and the City Council, which voted to approve the project.
Craig Dewey is with Building a Better Sioux Falls. We're going to take a break. We've also got with us Jeff Gould and Dana Palmer of Save Your Neighborhood. Jeff, you're up next, so hold that thought, my friend. It's 8:32. We're going to get to the Fox Business Report.